Howdy, folks. It's Widget Walls from NeedCoffee.com here, welcoming you to the Weekend Justice 2012 wrap-up slash outtakes episode. And I know what you're thinking, those of you who have been here before and those who are relatively new to the Weekend Justice way of doing things, seeing as how it is a roughly three-hour podcast done weekly over the course of 2012, you might be wondering, Widge, are there really any outtakes? And more to the point, Widge, is there really any editing? And the answer is actually yes and yes. There are some things that wind up on the cutting room floor, and there is a bit of editing. But for God's sake, don't tell anyone. So yes, that is what is to come. That will shortly be gracing your ears. But before that happens, I wanted to say a couple quick things. First, I wanted to say thank you, as always, to my friends and compatriots in the Weekend Justice League who join me on a regular basis on the podcast to blather. As well, anyone who has participated in a NeedCoffee.com podcast, whether it's Help Me Rocks or Solve This over the course of 2012, or any of the other fine, outstanding items that we do. As always, it's the staff of NeedCoffee that makes the site. And, makes my job as chief cook and bottle washer very easy. In fact, on Weekend Justice, I love my job on Weekend Justice because it basically consists of, editing when it's all over and then going, something to the effect of, I'm sorry, Rob, what were you saying? That's pretty much all it is because I'm just basically sitting back and letting a bunch of people who are funnier than I am go to work. And it's quite refreshing. So thank you to everyone involved with Weekend Justice in the league and elsewhere. And I also wanted to say thank you to all of you who support Need Coffee as well as Weekend Justice. I will say that, we only skipped a few times over the course of 2012 and 3 hours a week of podcasting. Just the server costs alone of supporting that. I mean, there are some costs involved. Not to mention all the other stuff that goes into the content on NeedCoffee.com. So what I would say is this. If you do enjoy Weekend Justice, if you enjoy Need Coffee, take a moment. Go to NeedCoffee.com/support, and there's a way to set up a recurring PayPal micropayment that, can help us out a great deal. I was thinking if every listener that we have, or every regular listener, because we do, have regular listeners, despite your, apart from yourself, of course, because you are the person who is listening to this right now is a person of fine taste and erudition. But we do have a cadre of regular listeners. And if every regular listener that we had were to give us, say, I don't know, $2 a month, not even an episode, but just $2 every month, we would be in a lot better shape. And my therapist would be much, much happier. So thank you to those of you who have already set up an ongoing payment or are supporting us through a sponsorship. It is much appreciated, and that helps to offset the costs of doing Need Coffee. And if you haven't, please consider it, because that helps to make stuff happen. In today's environment, when there's so many different choices and not a lot of ways to make revenue to go around, it's the media that you support that's going to get made and continue to get made. And eventually, if you don't support it, it might go away. And that's, whether it's Need Coffee or anything else. So make sure you support the stuff that you love. So thank you in advance for that. So I think that's more than that. That's probably the most I've said on a Weekend Justice episode in one go in a while. At least, God, I hope it is. Anyway, that is it for 2012, and we will see you live and in person, mostly, coming up this week for the first Weekend Justice of 2013. So again, thank you so much for everyone who's been with us over the course of the past 15 years or so. Well, not Weekend Justice for 15 years, but you don't need coffee for 15 years. We've been doing it, and we haven't come to our senses. We're probably not going to stop now. So anyway, thanks again for listening. Thanks again for your support. And we will see you soon. Bye.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week, but now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a NeedCoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Since Rock's called, I have been recording this, not because this is particularly interesting, but I would rather have extra footage. Sorry, should I talk a little longer so you could have finished
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly, so I could continue. I just take a deep breath, that's all. I just, you know.
You're doing yoga.
Right. I was in Downward Facing Dog, so.
Yeah, you were.
Ladies!
And then I had to take a big swallow of Amberbach.
Yeah, you did. Ladies!
Hello. Hello, Shoyle Levine. That's my...
Awesome,
I guess it would be...
Awesome Squiggy.
Squiggy impression, right? It wasn't Lenny, right? Lenny didn't say anything. He just kind of sauntered in. Hello, Shoyle Levine.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you.
Send me something, toughly.
No.
Yeah. I mean it. You have to. You have to. Don't make me come up there.
Can imagine draw something?
I don't care.
I can't.
Have you looked at zines?
I have.
Well.
I'll send you something.
I know you will. Make your husband do something. Put a thumbprint down or something. I don't care.
Or send the directions that he built the desk with annotated notes.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. We probably still have those in the drawer somewhere.
Okay.
There you go. Done.
Do they have the special annotations?
No.
The actual making of the actual desk, not the metaphorical desk, Scott.
Who's going to read that?
Not you.
Not me.
I don't believe that's for us to know.
Sexy pictures of the IKEA drawing guy.
I'm sure it's around on DeviantArt somewhere.
Or it will be.
Here's a question. Are you and Aaron and Lee doing that thing again?
We're not sure.
Whoa. We can't talk about that on the podcast. Oh, you mean the morning thing?
Yeah, the morning thing.
I thought you meant sex.
I like your idea about doing it like a dinner.
Well, the thing is I know with the iPad, John, are you still here?
Nope. Okay. That's why you've all hung up and you're not talking to anybody anymore. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Lee.
I got something I need to be on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, here it is. Okay.
Yeah. You big ass. Just rub it in, why don't you?
Hello.
And then
just rub it into your big ass.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. What's happening?
Flannel pajamas.
So seriously, no recording next week.
No recording.
Damn. I don't know what I'm gonna do with myself. Oh, I know.
I'm sure you'll figure it out.
That's going to the outtakes.
Oh yeah,
and there's Dakota.
Oh God! See, the number one way to make sure what you say is not in the coda is declare something the coda.
Yeah,
I know. God, you always do this. Say it.
It.
Fuck you.
Good night, it, everybody. Thing.
Night.
Oh, wait. One last. Never mind.
What? Scott? No. What? Tell us now.
Nope, we can't do it. Anyway.
Scott, we can. What? What is it?
Rock Lobster.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We thought we'd count the week off.
That's okay.
Okay.
There aren't enough of us left to hum Rock Lobster for you to do this, so never mind.
Okay.
That's okay.
Boys in bikinis.
Down, there goes the corner wall. Okay.
There's tin roof rusted. Talk to you guys later.
How many voodoo donuts would you eat at one sitting?
I would say, an even dozen would be fine.
Really? Even like the Texas Challenge that's like 6 donuts in one? Could you eat? How many could you eat?
I would say, an even dozen would be fine.
Sir, are a machine.
Well, I mean, but so don't you feel bad about eating all those donuts when there's people starving in Africa?
Screw the kids.
Like your dog.
Oh. Okay, well, that seems fine.
This is true. He doesn't offer us donuts.
Just the tip.
Oh, ew.
Is that the game?
Was that impressive for you?
Not really.
If you had broken that out during the dead baby rant, though, I mean, that really would have crossed the line.
Oh, God.
So many angry emails.
Actually, I should have really done this.
I think I'm coming pretty good.
Oh, God!
Are the little boxes, though? I love a little box.
I need a little box.
Yeah, that was really the worst one.
No! That's so fun.
By the way, the count is out of 65 current drops on the board, Aaron currently controls 15 of the squares.
Oh.
Rox, I believe, is in second place with 10.
Wow, really?
Then Widge with, that's 8, 9.
Is three of those squares just different versions of Blammo?
Well, okay, here we go. We'll run through Rox real quick.
Don't touch it again.
He was bursting.
What a whore.
What?
Yeah.
Blammo.
Well, that's hers, but it's not really her. But
I really do need 27 inches.
And hold on, I gotta find the other one because I actually didn't color code the other one for her.
Oh, I can't find it either.
That's brilliant.
That's gonna be soundboard now.
Oh wait, that was her live? I thought that was the soundboard.
No, I know.
Let's see. Then, let's see. Scott has 7.
That's all. Fuck all of y'all. Yes.
Canine.
I could use some crystal meth. I regret nothing. Pussy.
Let's see.
I've said more shit than that.
I know. So sometimes I have to make room. Things get dropped off the board.
Ladies.
Yes.
Previously on desk.
Oh, actually,
wasn't that a special episode of Spaz House?
The mind trap.
The pause that refreshes every 15 minutes on Weekend Justice.
All right. So,
I do quite like the mind trap.
special. And then we have just a couple of nobody belongs to them things.
Well, in fairness, now the cricket should go to Scott.
Take it, Scott. Take it.
Again.
Oh, that's going on the soundboard. Okay, so Rox now has how many?
He's up to 11, isn't it?
I think so.
She's just trying to catch you here at the end.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so that's the current state of the soundboard.
Nice.
That was exciting. The president.
I feel a weird sense of pride that I'm in front.
The president did, the State of the Union. We did the State of the Soundboard.
There you go.
All right.
Well, okay, and Aaron, the only reason why you have so many is because you actually forced drops on us for something. I forget what it was.
It was the 100th episode that I couldn't be there for, and I thought I would give a present to the soundboard. So but I think I only gave like 5 in that, didn't I?
No, you gave like 10. You gave 10.
Got
John's not here, man.
Serves
mustache tickles.
Which we never use.
I don't know what you're talking about right now. We've been here for 5 hours.
That one gets
your introductions now. Scott, stop touching that.
So, you know, you've got all of those that were...
Oh, then there's Lee, wake up.
Oh, sorry.
Lee, wake up.
So, and you've kind of, you know, weighted the board there a little bit.
In fairness, it's all gold.
That delivered quickly.
So, anyway.
So, yeah.
Hmm. Ireland gets what it wants again.
Does it?
I think so.
No. They still want the land of Tir na n'Og, apparently. I don't know what that means.
Neither do I. I have two other words for you.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I think we got a great...
I was thinking about for next year.
Okay.
I have two other words for you.
What?
Rhesus monkey.
Wait a minute.
I thought you meant Weesies. Weesies.
No, I meant Rhesus.
The company put out a monkey? That's disgusting.
Yep. That's exactly what they did.
My young Irish clone.
Yeah. You make the jokes I want to make. So,
is Aaron your Robin?
What?
Mostly, but with tighter pants.
Does that Beckham beat him over the head with a crowbar?
Oh, God.
John, you're not beating my head with anything, sir.
John, I'd just like to nominate mostly, but with tighter pants for the soundboard.
I think John is lapsed back into unconsciousness.
John passed out.
If we cut to John's webcam, you'll find him peeing in the on the corner of the room.
He's marking his territory like a wolf. So Liam Neeson is going to come punch him.
His play hungry like the wolf, John. Go, go.
Well, I have to. Speaking of pee, I have to go.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye, Rox.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Blue.
Somebody. Okay, now that we're actually not recording and we can reveal that we're all in the same room, can someone please go make sure that turn John over so he doesn't choke to death on his own vomit? Because that's how we lost Hendrix.
We know he's alive. It's okay. He played the song.
It's not choking. Okay. It's the acid in the vomit getting the lungs and destroying the area.
You know a lot about this, Scott. That's terrifying.
Well, I had a friend who almost died that way, so that's how I know about it.
Damn, I can't make jokes about it then.
Fuck. Hell, we make jokes about it all the time when we found him. We found him up asleep in a poodle's own vomit. Like Hendrix.
At least you were like fixing them up before making jokes. You didn't make jokes first while you watched them on the ground.
Well, no, because he wasn't conscious. They wouldn't make... He would learn anything.
You like the wolf.
I found a note on my desk and it said psycho candy.
What, have you seen it?
No. I've said no. But, I'll say it again. No.
But it's got Idris Elba in it.
Well, then I'll have to go back and watch it.
Oh, poor you.
Oh, yeah. That's how we're going to get to see Ghost Rider. Fuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? The new Ghost Rider, at least it looks more promising than the first one.
Yeah, that's like saying that...
you mean where he has the venereal?
That Mannequin 2 on the Run was better, more promising.
Mannequin 2, I've got the runs. Oh, Jesus Christ. Mannix 2. There you go.
I paid to watch it.
I would actually watch... I would like to see Mannix team up with what's-his-face, the flamboyant window dresser
Hollywood
guy.
Montrose.
Oh my God, no! Mannequin Hands of Fate.
I was thinking Mannix Tupac.
I'm thinking Man Bitch 2 on the Run.
starring Hollywood Montrose.
Montrose.
And all right. I think that's
because I am a man, bitch.
I think that's enough.
Yes,
my therapist is going to be displeased.
What's with this airline food?
Sorry, I was in a yoga pose. But
was that cow or cat?
That was Warrior One.
Was that Warrior Two?
Yes, exactly. You have to exhale when you move and change positions, and then you probably need to take a swig of beer.
Am I saying anything that no one else has thought?
Yes.
That didn't make sense. Never mind.
All right, I gotta go pee.
She can help you with that. What number would they call to find
888-665-8825. What kind of coal or type of faucets would you like in your house? We can recommend those.
How did you get to that from me peeing?
Plumbing.
Way.
Okay.
Way.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Give me just a minute while I clarify.
And here's Dakota.
I'm gonna go poop and then fall asleep. It's been emotional, folks.
Shamwow.
Shamwow!